chances are, if you have a young reader at home, if you're the parent or grandparent, aunt or uncle of a young reader, they're doing all kinds of things during the month of March, contests and other special events to promote reading, because March is Reading Month. Joining us right now, St. Clair County RESA Language Arts Consultant, Jennifer Evans. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
March is a lot of fun when it comes to special events for reading, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of the Mother's Day of reading. We really want to, you know, emphasize that reading is important and fun all year long, but we celebrate it in the month of March.
What are some of the things that happen around the area for Reading Month?
Well, a lot of things are going on. Authors, mm-hmm. Spotlighting authors is always a big thing to do. We are bringing in Patty O'Brien Novak on April 6th to celebrate. It's a free event that any child and parent can attend. It starts at 9 in the morning. Kids bring in their own piece of writing and they share it like a real author, and then they switch sessions and go listen to our, you know, published author to share her experience.
That's a big deal, and that can be really inspirational for a kid, can it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a very fun event. We have nothing but positive feedback of the people who have participated in the past, so everybody is welcome.
Yeah. Reading, as you said, is important. It's more important than ever for those students in the third grade. There's a new law in Michigan, the third grade reading law. How's that all coming along?
Actually, the kids who are in second grade right now, it'll affect them next year, and what happens is, if they don't score or achieve a certain level based on the Michigan MSTEP test, then they will be retained.
So what's being done to ensure that they're ready?
Oh, lots of things have been implemented statewide. We have literacy essential practices, which are research-based best practices, and we're supporting that work through literacy coaches statewide to support not only the teachers but the children and the practices, and just trying to really put in the love of literature and reading again.
Yeah, it's and it can be a challenge because not everybody starts reading or finds a love for reading at the same age at the same time, do they?
Definitely. And so we are trying to really support, even before kids get into school, that love of literature and what things that we can do at home on an everyday basis. Another thing that we're doing is, so for example, we're having a writing contest right now, where kids can write about and think about where would be a good place to place a free little library. And free little libraries is one example of how we're trying to get books in the hands of kids. And it's also good for adults. It's a community thing. But 24/7 access to books is a great opportunity. So if you have a free little library in your neighborhood where you can just walk to it and pick up another one, that exposure really helps with our literate problem today.
Sure. What a great idea, and what a neat way to get kids imagining, you know, where something like that could go. So it sounds like there's a lot of things going on in schools to get kids excited about reading.
Oh, definitely. There's door decorations. There's guest readers. There's one book, one school, even one book, one community. So there's lots of fun things going on.
Why is it so important to make sure that kids are able to read at a young age?
Well, reading and writing is in every part of our life. I was in a classroom the other day, and we were talking about the importance of writing. And, you know, the kids were like, well, I want to do this when I grow up. I don't need to know how to write. And, you know, so we just started having a discussion. Well, you know, if you're a policeman, you have reports to fill out. That's writing, you know. And so we just kind of went through all professions. Obviously, they think teachers, you know, people like that write every day. But they didn't realize how writing really is infiltrated and reading into all aspects of every job.
Ask your parents how much time they spend on email at work, and
definitely,
they'll know that there is a lot of reading and writing involved. Even if it's not, you know, so-called creative writing, you still need to know the basic fundamentals.
Oh,
of,
for sure.
Of,
and we try to instill that love of the creativity when they're young. But, you know, 90% of what we do as adults is informational writing. It's really not that creativity side necessarily anymore.
Right. You mentioned the Young Authors Conference. When is that?
It is on April 6th. It is at St. Clair County RESA. It begins at 9. Registration opens at 8:30. They can register for that on our St. Clair County RESA website, which is secresa.org.
That's open to young readers?
We target grades first grade through sixth grade.
First through sixth. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Jennifer, thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate it very much.
And thank you.
Happy reading.
You as well.